ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's Director of Public Prosecution says he will appeal the High Court's decision to acquit four men, including three executives of the Fiji Times newspaper, of sedition. On Tuesday, the court found the newspaper's publisher and two editors and another man not guilty of sedition over a letter published in 2016 that made controversial comments about Muslims. But in a statement, the DPP, Christopher Pride, says the court made a number of fundamental errors in its interpretation of the law. Joining us with the details is our reporter Liam Fox. Liam, did the DPP elaborate on the reasons for his planned appeal?
He did, Bruce. As you mentioned, Mr. Pryde has said that the High Court made a number of fundamental errors in its interpretation of the law. He said that has resulted in there now being conflicting High Court decisions which require clarification by the Court of Appeal. In his statement, Mr. Pryde said the court agreed that the state had shown there was a criminal case to answer, but it failed to give adequate weight to the constitutional limitations of freedom of expression when it comes to hate speech. He finished his brief statement by saying that it's important the courts establish the correct balance between freedoms of expression on one hand and constitutional protections that give people the right to live in harmony and be free from discrimination on the other.
Have we had any response to this from the Fiji Times?
We have. I spoke to the newspaper's publisher, Hank Arts, a short time ago. Our listeners might remember that after the not guilty verdicts were handed down on Tuesday, there were scenes of relief and jubilation outside the court as the defendants hugged their lawyers and hugged the many staffers from the Fiji Times who'd gathered to be there for those verdicts. Well, that sense of relief has now evaporated with the DPP's decision to appeal the verdicts. Mr. Art says that decision is extremely disappointing. Immediately after the verdict, he said he was hoping to get his passport back so he could travel abroad to see his grandchildren, who he has not seen for 2 years. He has been able to get his passport and is planning to travel abroad at this stage, but he says he will be back and the paper will fight the appeal in court. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Extremely disappointed. We were going down a track of trying to make contact so that we could have a dialogue so that this stuff never needs to happen again. The Fiji Times proves day after day after day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that our intention is to do the right thing. Because we've been squeaky clean under a difficult media decree now for 5 or 6 years that I've been in the chair. So wherever this pressure comes from, it's extremely disappointing. It's disheartening because this could have been an opportunity to move forward, establish a dialogue, but not to be.